It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 30th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Almost every single phone I see on the New York City subway that's not an iPhone is a Samsung. Earlier this year, the firm IDG estimated the South Korean tech giant had shipped some 85 million smartphones in its first quarter. But when Samsung gives an update on its third quarter profits today, all of this evidence of success could also spell bad news for the company, thanks to one word, saturation. Here's Charlie Anderson, researcher at Doherty & Company.
Well, oftentimes you have situations like this where a company is simply a victim of its own success. They gain market share in such a rapid fashion that sometimes there just is a natural ceiling in the market.
Samsung's hoping that other parts of its business, like new partnerships in enterprise software, will help it grow beyond hardware. Students and their tuition-paying relatives look at admissions season with a mix of anticipation and dread. Nails are bitten, palms get sweaty. It's almost like when they announce the last song at a middle school dance. But you know what's weird? Colleges and universities are starting to feel the same way. And the evidence is in how college admissions offices manage their growing bevy of social media accounts. From our technology and education project Learning Curve, Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
It's college tour season, and everyone's a reviewer on Twitter.
Worst college tour ever.
As much as I liked UIC, I probably had the worst and least informed tour guide imaginable.
Okay, so my college tour guide for UCSB was kind of like the biggest babe ever to exist.
All that sharing, bad and babelicious.
Institutions of higher education are most definitely reviewing that to find out how they are being evaluated.
Jeff Fuller is the director of student recruitment for the University of Houston and the president of the National Association for College Admission Counseling. He says if a kid has a bad experience on campus, an engaged admissions officer can respond fast before a nasty tweet dings a school's reputation.
More and more colleges are hiring folks to manage their social media to make sure that they do remain current in what's being discussed and happening and talked about.
UNC Chapel Hill's admissions office has a small army working on social media, including Ashley Memory.
We have two blogs, we have multiple Facebook accounts, we have a Twitter account, we have an Instagram account.
She says there's a little risk involved in having all these open forums. There will always be disappointed applicants. But the office's primary job, and that of all college admissions officers on social media, is convincing kids to apply and to come to their school. Gabe Santee is in the admissions office at Michigan State. He said admissions officers also answer a lot of basic student questions.
Whereas before they may have picked up the phone and called our office, or they may have sent our office an email, or they may have sought it out the answer for themselves online, now a lot of times they may just post it on our Facebook wall or they may just tweet at us.
Like an exchange yesterday when an applicant tweeted, "Can Michigan State tell me if I got accepted or not already? #impatient. The office tweeted back, "Thanks for your patience," redirecting the student's frustration while letting her know they care. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
Speaking of listening to people's opinions about your organization on social media, IBM is working with Twitter. The social network will give the computing company access to all of its tweets. Then IBM will analyze those tweets for companies that it works with so those companies can better understand how to work with their customers. So the next time you tweet angrily about an airline's carry-on policy, they might use your opinion to consider changing it. Remember Taco Bell's mascot, the tiny chihuahua with the manly voice?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Well, this week Taco Bell announced an app. Not immediately mind-blowing that a major U.S. company has its own app, except with this one, you can order and pay for your late-night gorditas and chalupas before you even show up. Outback Steakhouse also announced a mobile reservations tool this week, and our friend and Marketplace reporter Stan Alcorn has been using yet another app for one of his favorite food spots. Stan, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Midtown East is a sad place to find lunch in New York City, but you have found happiness, and its name is Chipotle.
This is true. It has basically everything I need, which means burritos. And
burritos.
Yes, and also burritos.
The one near us has crazy long line. Are you skipping the line with an app?
I mean, I prefer to think of it as I'm getting in a much shorter line,
often of course.
A line of like one or two people, which I am doing by using the app or ordering online from the desktop.
How does it work? What do? You hit the button that says burrito and you show up and they give you a burrito?
It's almost that easy once you're a user as I am, because they've got my credit card loaded. I've got my favorite orders loaded in the app and I can just tap the button and then I can show up in, I think, something like 30, 45 minutes, walk past the big long line of suckers who have not ordered by app and walk smiling out the door.
Are you worried at all about the data that is being collected on you and whether or not that is a little bit scary?
Not really. I think, honestly, the thing that I am the most concerned about is my burrito intake. I mean, these burritos are relatively healthy compared to other options, maybe.
Right.
But this is like a 1,000-calorie food missile, which I probably shouldn't be consuming four of a week.
All right, Stan Alcorn, Marketplace reporter and huge burrito fan. Stan, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
All right, what apps are you using to get your food fast and easy? Seamless, E24, something else? Tweet at us. We're at Marketplace Tech. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.